بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. This is the beginning on the explanation of the book of fasting from the classical and great collection of hadith of Umdatul Ahkam, the reliance on the ruling. And we will go directly to the first narration. And the first hadith عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقدموا رمضان بصوم يوم أو يومين إلا رجل كان يصوم صوما فليصم. In the hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not observe fast for a day or two ahead of Ramadan, except a person who is in the habit of observing a particular fast, he may fast on that day. Do not observe fast for a day or two ahead of Ramadan, except a person who is in the habit of observing a particular fast. He may fast on that day. First, as-sawm, fasting. Linguistically, it means abstaining. Abstaining from something. Food, drink, action. Like, for example, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning Maryam alayhi salam in Surah Maryam 19:26. فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. Verily I have vowed a fast unto the Most Beneficent, so I shall not speak to any human being this day. So this was the fast. Shall not speak to any human being this day. Abstention from an action. Legally or technically, the term fasting means worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal by refraining from invalidators of fasting from the time of dawn until sunsets. This is the meaning of fasting, the legal meaning or the technical meaning. Fasting is one of the pillars of Islam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained in His book, and on the tongue of his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is by consensus one of the pillars of Islam. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O who you believe, observing fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may become pious and righteous. And in the Sunnah, the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Bunya al-Islam ala khams. Islam is established upon five pillars, and from them is as-sawm, fasting. And also by consensus, the Muslims are on ijma', consensus, that it is an obligation. Whoever denies that, then he commits kufr. Whoever denies fasting, then he commits kufr. Denies the obligation of the fasting of the month of Ramadan, then he commits kufr. And anyone who abandons fasting due to negligence, laziness, while attesting to its obligation, then he is on a grave danger. And one narration from Imam Ahmad is that anyone who abandons any pillar commits kufr. The correct opinion, however, that this is restricted to the case of salah. Fasting has been ordained upon all nations. Although with difference in the manner. And this indicates that it is a magnificent worship. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have made it obligatory upon all nations. Fasting is a cause to expiation of sins. As the Prophet ﷺ said, وَرَمَضَانُ إِلَى رَمَضَانُ, and Ramadan till the next Ramadan, from the expiators of sins. And its reward is special. Its reward is special. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen fasting for Himself, and He will reward it and multiply the reward without measure. As He says subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith al-Qudsi, كل عمل ابن آدم له فإنه له إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. All the deeds of Adam's children belong to them except fasting, which belongs to me, and I will reward it. I will reward for it. Fasting involves the three types of patience. Fasting involves the three types of patience, which are patience to conclude and to carry and to execute the acts of obedience. The person trains himself upon this worship and abides to it, and it requires forbearance and it requires sabr. Also, it involves the second type of sabr, patience. This is patience to abstain from sins, all that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade, like the invalidators, eating, drinking, sexual intercourse with the wife, etc. And the third type which it involves is the patience upon the pre-decrees which could be painful and hard, because the pre-decrees are of two types: that which suits man and the self is pleased with, and the other, that which does not suit man and the self dislikes. Here there is the other type, which is hunger, thirst, hardship. So this is sabr, patient endurance of these painful pre-decrees. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Az-Zumar 39:15, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Only those who are patient shall receive their rewards in full without reckoning. Fasting has been ordained for many wisdoms. We know that all the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are wise, and all of His commands. From that, first is, this is a worship which is a means of nearness to Allah. Second, it is a cause to attain taqwa, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended the command by saying, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may achieve taqwa. And taqwa encompasses all that people have. It's a comprehensive word for everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and is pleased with. And it includes both the execution of the commendable acts and the abandonment of the prohibited acts. And fasting is one of the greatest means to attain this goal, which will certainly bring about happiness for the servant in his worldly life and in the hereafter. And therefore, taqwa is a word that covers executing the commands and abandoning the prohibitions, the prohibited matters. Fasting as a means to attain taqwa is clearly also exemplified in the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به والجهل فليس لله حاجة أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. Whoever doesn't abandon false speech and acting upon it, Allah cares not about his leaving off eating and drinking, because it is from taqwa to abstain from false speeches and acting upon them. From that is backbiting and slandering, because this takes away from the merits of fasting and its reward. It takes away from the reward of fasting, rather. It reduces the reward from the wisdoms, is that the rich comes to acknowledge and attest to the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him, and comes to know that there are people who don't have food to eat nor drinks to drink. So therefore he attests to and properly estimates the favor of Allah upon him. From its wisdom is that it is a training for the self to refrain from following its lowly desires, where the self calls for eating and drinking and also incites to do the unlawful. So therefore there is training to withhold and the training to prevent the self's inclination towards these things. From that is that the fasting narrows the paths of blood, because there is less food, or there is no food during the day, nor drinks. And the shaitan, the devil, takes within the son of Adam the path of blood. And the Prophet ﷺ said, when Ramadan comes, the gates of paradise opens and the gates of hell closes, and the shayateen are chained. So therefore sins become less, and fasting restricts the path. So therefore there will be restriction on what goes through these paths, and from the benefits of fasting is the good health, it gives a break for the many of the functions which are to a great extent at constant work, particularly within the person's abdomen, stomach, kidneys, liver, and relieves the body from excessive accumulation of harmful byproducts over an entire year, accumulated over an entire year. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not observe fast for a day or 2 days ahead of Ramadan. Why this month is called Ramadan? It is said because when they changed the names of the months from the ancient language, they named them according to the season in which they fell. And in this case, with respect to the month of Ramadan, it agreed with vehement heat known in Arabic as Ramda. Vehement heat, Ramda. Also, it is said that it's given this name because it burns the sins. Also, it is said that it is because of the intense heat within the hollow system of the body. He finds heat inside. And Allah knows best. The benefits of this hadith. First benefit, as you can tell, do not observe fast for a day. Don't observe fast for a day or 2 days ahead of Ramadan. Is this for tahrim, prohibition, or it being detested? The first saying that it is, the prohibition here is a prohibition of tahrim, meaning it is unlawful, forbidden. Because in principle, the prohibition is considered, in general, in principle, to mean tahrim, or to entail forbiddance. Second, saying that it is detested, it is disliked to precede Ramadan, observe fasting for a day or two ahead of Ramadan. And the correct opinion, the apparent one, it is for forbiddance. However, with the exception. The exception is that the forbiddance does not cover the person who is in the habit of observing a particular fast. Like someone who may be fasting a day and breaking a day. This is his habit. Now why, the question is why this is forbidden? Why is this forbidden? It is said, number one, the reason is to motivate the person for fasting the month of Ramadan. Second, it is said to distinguish between the obligatory and the nafil, because connecting the nafil fasting with the obligatory fasting, if it is connected, then there will be no distinction. And that's why it is forbidden to fast the day of Eid. Why? In order to have a kind of separation. Also, after performing the fariḍa, the salah that is obligatory, the person separates the nafil which comes after by either moving from the place or saying something. Either he makes istighfar or whatever words are said constitute a separation. This is the second opinion as to the cause. The third opinion is to prevent extremism in worship, excessiveness. The next cause that was mentioned by some of the scholars, rahimahumullah, is so that the fasting person does not think it to be of Ramadan. The closest one from these causes, and Allah knows best, is to prevent from excessiveness, or to prevent from thinking that this is from Ramadan. Are these methods clear now to you? Are they understood? The next benefit is, this hadith shows that the other hadith by Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, which states, when the month of Sha'ban reaches its middle, then don't fast. This hadith we are talking about, do not observe fasting a day or two ahead of Ramadan, renders the other hadith about not observing fasting beyond the middle of Ramadan, of Sha'ban, renders it weak and irregular. So how this is concluded? If we say that the hadith, don't fast beyond the middle of Sha'ban, as initiation, don't initiate it, this would oppose our hadith now. Don't observe fast for a day or 2 days ahead of Ramadan. Why? Because the hadith we are talking about now is understood to mean fasting more than 2 days ahead of Ramadan earlier is permissible, isn't it? This hadith indicates that it is permissible, isn't it? More than 2 days earlier. It's obvious. It's obviously understood from this hadith that it is permissible. And if we take the meaning of the other hadith of Abu Hurairah, not to fast after the middle of Sha'ban, meaning don't continue, if we say that this don't continue, then this would be opposed by the action of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because he sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to fast most of Sha'ban except for a few days, isn't it? Isn't it? So therefore, if we say either by way of initiation or by way of continuity, the hadith opposes this hadith and renders it irregular. Shadh. The third benefit. The permissibility to fast a day or two before Ramadan for the person who is in a habit of observing fasting, like someone, the permissibility to fast a day or two before the month of Ramadan for the one who is in habit of observing a particular fast, like fasting Mondays or Tuesdays, or fasting 3 days from the month, and then he could not have except these few days at the end of the month. So in this case, it is permissible for him to do so. Any time was restricted for him now. These are the only days left, so, and it is his habit to do them, then he can fast them. Why? Because he did not target them, you understand? He did not choose them on purpose. Is this clear? The next benefit of this hadith: the permissibility, I repeat, okay, we'll repeat. The permissibility to do fastings like Mondays, Tuesdays, Mondays and Thursdays, if this is a habit, or there is, you know, someone fasting 3 days each month, and then for some reason, this is his habit, right? But for some reason, he could not do that. And then there is only some time left for him to do, okay, a day or two, to finish these days, which he regularly fasts normally. You understand? Then it is permissible for him to do that. But why it's permissible? Because he is not specifically targeting these days. Is that clear? Yeah. The person who said it's, can we repeat? Is that clear? The next benefit is the prohibition of excessiveness in worship. This is if we consider that the cause for the prohibition is the fear from excessiveness. And the next benefit is habit has an effect in the ruling. Is that clear? Habit has an effect in the ruling. Because there, this ruling took into consideration the habit. It exempted the person who had a habit of fasting. Is that clear? Next benefit: the situations of fasting at the end of Sha'ban are 6. The situations of fasting the end of Sha'ban are 6. First, fasting that which constitutes a habit, like fasting a day off, day on, Mondays, Thursdays, as we explained earlier. This is permissible. Second, being connected to fasting before, whether this before was before the middle of Sha'ban or after, then this is permissible. Third, fasting is due to a vow which a person made, or the person intended to make up a vow which he made, and this is permissible. Fourthly, fasting as a make up from previous Ramadan or an expiation of a certain action which entails expiation by fasting, and this is permissible. Fourthly, absolutely voluntary, having no cause for it, then this is not permissible. And sixthly, fasting the end doing it as a caution, fearing it is Ramadan, having intention for Ramadan, then this is forbidden. So we have two that are forbidden and four that are permissible from these six situations regarding fasting at the end of Shaban. This constitutes the end of this discussion in points of benefit regarding this first hadith in the book of fasting from Umdat al-Ahkam. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.